An important query performance improvement that we introduced in SQL Server 2008 is referred to as partition table parallelism. This improvement allows us to improve the utilization of all the cores on a system in order to execute a parallel query that touches multiple partitions. In SQL Server 2005, a query that touched more than one partition typically had exactly one thread per partition doing work for the query. So you might have had, say, a 64-core machine. If you wrote a query that only touched two partitions, then only two of those 64 cores would be doing work. So the response time of the query would be much less than you would expect from a machine of that power. So we resolved this issue in SQL Server 2008 with the partition table parallelism improvement. And I'm going to demonstrate that for you now. So I have a database here, which is called AdventureWorks DW 2008 Big. And it's like our AdventureWorks DW 2008 sample, except that I have expanded one of the tables a lot. I blew up the fact reseller sales table to be a 100 million row table called fact reseller sales part. And this table is partitioned by month. And there's about 100 million rows in this table, and there's data for every single day. So if you look at the partition function there in the comment right here, you'll see that the month boundaries form the partition boundaries. It's a partition by month. So I'm going to demonstrate to you now the sort of performance that we can get when we operate on this table. So take a look at this query. It's a very simple query. It groups by the order date key and it gives us total sales. And it does this for a range of dates between 7:30 and 8:30. So it covers 1 month of data. However, notice that this spans two partitions. So one of the partitions has very little data that participates in this query, whereas the other partition has essentially the full partition participating in the query. So I'm going to select this and run it. And take a look at the CPU meter on the right here, the perf, that was the Windows Task Manager performance tab. I'm going to execute that query, and you see we get the answer back. Now, four of the cores did the bulk of the work for this query, which is explained by what I said earlier about the fact that only one of the partitions has much data, but this query touches two partitions. In SQL Server 2005, this query that I just ran, since it only touches two partitions, only two threads would have been allocated to running that query, and most of the work would have been done by one thread. So the query would have run quite a bit slower. It would have run about 1/4 the speed that it ran in SQL Server 2008. And now I'm going to move on and show you a variation of this query. The only thing that I did was change the date range. So now I cover two complete months, you know, essentially two complete partitions. So if I run this, I get an answer back quite quickly, and you'll see that all eight of the cores did useful work for this particular query. And this is a big contrast to what we would have seen in SQL Server 2005, where only two of the cores would have been doing work. Now, to see what that looks like, I'm going to I'll rerun the query with maxDOP2 in 1 second. Before I do that, let's take a look at the statistical output for this query. So you'll see that the query expended a little over 5 seconds of CPU time, but only about 0.66 seconds of elapsed time. So, you know, this is roughly 1/8 of the total time. Now, in order to see what it would have looked like in SQL Server 2005, I'm going to put an option maxDOP2 hint on the query, which will limit the query to two total threads. So you see that only two of the cores did useful work. This is what you would have seen in the task manager in SQL Server 2005. And again, let's look at the message here that shows the execution time. CPU time, a little over 5 seconds. Elapsed time, 2.7 seconds. So it's about a ratio of two there because only two cores were doing work for the query. So that summarizes the partition table parallelism enhancement in SQL Server 2008 and illustrates how you can get big parallel performance speedups in SQL Server with really no effort on your part. All you have to do is upgrade to SQL Server 2008 and run the same query, and you will get this type of performance enhancement.